This meeting in Cairo is more or less a follow-up meeting to the informal meeting of about 120 HR and HCS deputies in Tunis at the end of February. Remarkably, 120 members of the two rival parliaments, where they agreed, again, one could say, to establish a new government for Libya in a consensus. But the chairs of both rival parlaments, HR Chair Gila Saleh and HCS Mohamed Dakala, were not there in Tunis. So one could debate how committed both chairs were. Especially Mohamed Dakala has been more than reluctant to agree to anything that would lead to a replacement of Abdulhamid Dabeiba, who was allegedly instrumental in getting Dakala elected HCS chair. So his loyalty is probably with Dabeiba. And this meeting in Cairo is now the public commitment of Dakala, Saleh and Al-Menfi to establish a new government, replacing exactly Prime Minister Dabeiba in Tripoli and Usama Hamad in Benghazi. And as such, it is really quite important.
The Arab League said in a statement that the three leaders agreed to form a technical committee to consider amendments to expand the consensus and resolve outstanding issues. They also agreed to invite the UN mission in Libya and the international community to support this consensus to make it successful. Would that eventually lead to conducting the long-awaited elections?
Let me stress, this meeting in Cairo is a significant achievement by the Secretary General of the Arab League, Ahmed Abul Gait, and you've perfectly hit the key point of the agreement. There is a technical committee to be established to discuss the open and controversial points. But which are the open and controversial points? Aguila Saleh considers the six election laws that were prepared by an HR-HCS committee last year and, depending on the point of view, agreed also by the HCS, the starting point for any further negotiations. HCS Chair Dakala wants to discuss exactly these laws. However, it remains to be seen whether this technical committee will really meet, what kind of issues they are going to deal with, and if an agreement will be reached that is fully supported by HR and HCS and both chairs. In any case, I would say it's still a long way to go before the elections are held. And the best the international community could do now is to give up on the failed Batiyin initiative for five-party talks and keep out. Their influence is limited anyway, with the exception of Turkey and Egypt. So the international community should leave the floor to the Arab League.
One of the leaders who attended the meeting in Cairo is the president of the Presidential Council, Mohamed Menfi, who came to power when the Government of National Unity under Prime Minister Abdelhamid Dabeiba was installed through a UN-backed process in 2021. However, Dabeiba has vowed not to cede power to a new government without national elections. What do you make of that?
There are three de facto kingmakers for a prime minister of Libya who can keep Dabeiba in power or have to agree to any new prime minister. Those three are Tripoli and the Misrata militias. They are currently protecting Dabeiba or let them fall in the future. CBL governor Al-Sadiq Al-Kabir, who needs to finance any Libyan government. And Turkey, which ensures and guarantees the security of the government, not only against the eastern strongman Khalifa Haftar, but also against any militias in Tripolitania who might attempt to overthrow Dabeiba. But what is different right now from 2022 is that Dabeiba receives pressure from different directions, including from his hometown Misrata. And there were already some talks with Turkey about prime minister candidates, especially from Misrata, acceptable to Istanbul and Ankara. Altogether, I would say it is increasingly likely that Dabeiba will be replaced before summer.